This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Hey. Sorry, everybody, already.
We're not cutting out the giggles. That was a laugh, but keep calling it a giggle. You sons of bitches.
Fuck you and your dumb slut moms. Oh, I about just got so mad. One of the dumb fucking bitches that were being very rude to us in the comments doesn't follow me on Instagram yet watches all of my Instagram stories. Like a real fucking creep. I'm so obsessed. God, get a fucking job.
Get a boyfriend.
God.
Anyway.
Now that that's over. Anybody that's new, sorry that there's not funny people here. You can leave now, bye.
Yeah, it won't be funny. We will laugh. That's great for the audio.
Sorry. I was nodding my head up and down in a yes motion. Ooh, let's do a sex cat or a sexy cat.
Starting get now. Sexy.
That wasn't hot.
I'm not capable of being hot.
That you said I'm not capable. It's like same.
No, you can't get rid of me. And I am lit up like a fucking lamp.
I'm so wet. I love lamps. Okay. Before I start crying right now, can you please remind me what the I love lamps thing is? Because I know I love lamps, but I don't remember why.
You just always typed LMAO, LMAP, and I was like, why is this bitch obsessed with lamps?
Okay. I couldn't remember if I just said that I really loved lamps because I started thinking about it and I don't have a single lamp. I don't own any lamps.
I know.
All of my lights are in the ceiling. except for my like ring light, I guess. Is that a lamp? What makes it a lamp?
I don't know.
Science. Science makes it a lamp. Michael Tesla, not Michael. What's his name? Telsa, not Tesla.
Telsa? Who's no, what?
Never mind. Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Michael Telsa.
I don't know. Do you want to hear some questions?
I have such a bad headache. You can't make me laugh like that.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm just the funniest motherfucker.
I know. I've heard.
Someone tell you?
Comments. Oh, weren't you so hilarious?
People were being very nice. Except I have something we can talk about.
I thought there was a wasp. silly. Oh.
It's November. Oh, no, it's December. That's sweet. My stalker ex-boyfriend found me.
Oh, yeah.
He deleted the comment. Did you notice? I did. I did. Because I kept going to check because I was worried because he changed it. He edited it. Edited it. Anyways. The one. You guys know. The one. If you know, you know. But the one I almost just doxed a couple months ago. You know.
Saying that's... someone's name is not doxing them.
No, but I like said his family's name also. Fuck you, Dennis, remember?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't care. He was very rude.
So was his mom.
Oh my god. Yeah, she was a lot.
Oh, he's probably watching this.
I don't care. Fuck you and your mom. Shane and Marilyn. You fucking... Well, that's that. That was it. That was all there was to the story. Yeah, he commented on the YouTube. That was it. There was nothing more. Does anything exciting happen in your life in the last 2 weeks?
No. I don't know. I probably have COVID.
Yeah.
Or just a really bad sinus infection.
I'm just confused by not, like, I have never not been able to, like, taste and smell. So I don't even know. Because I wanted to be like, what does that smell like? But obviously nothing.
Nothing. But, it is a living hell.
I don't understand.
I can't smell my wallflowers. I can't smell my hand soaps. I can't smell my shampoo. I can't smell food.
Can't smell your pussy to make sure it's clean. Can't smell anything.
I want to die. There's no way to live.
Yeah. I wonder. Didn't you, whenever you were coloring your hair, could you smell the bleach at all?
The bleach? I think I could still just, like, could smell when I bleached it, but when I dyed it, I couldn't smell the hair dye.
Oh.
I couldn't smell the toner or the developer.
Ugh, that's not good.
I sniffed it and it burned like hell, but I couldn't smell anything.
Yeah, that was my next question. I was going to say, could you feel it? You couldn't, like, smell it, but you could feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
It really does. I mean, like, I'm not on my deathbed, but... I'm a Taurus, so...
So she's hungry.
Food and good-smelling things is, like, all I have left in life. Like, that's all I care about, and I can't enjoy any of it.
I'm a Gemini, so I'm just sad. Sad and mean, apparently. Yeah. I'm not that mean.
Okay.
Not mean.
You were mean to me not 5 minutes ago.
Oh my god, I'm being such a girl right now.
What else happened besides not watching Legion of Skanks?
Yeah. So, you know, okay, so hi. I have mental problems, and I got behind on Legion of Skanks because I got really sad because, you know, it was ruining my marriage and that whole thing. So I got behind, and then But then I got way behind and I got really overwhelmed. So I haven't watched it in a really long time. And we did the math and it's been like 20 episodes that I've missed. And that's a lot. And I don't even know how to begin to go about that. So I don't know. Do we just skip 20 and start at the next one?
Probably. You don't have to catch up.
Because
it's not like you need to know what happened.
True. You could just tell me what happened in the last 20 episodes.
I haven't seen all of them.
Lewis, if you're still listening to this podcast, will you let us know if we're allowed to watch Legion? Can we just watch Legion of Skanks on, like, we'll do like a live reaction, except it won't be live, but like a commentary. I don't know. On your commentary. Yeah. But like, can we put that on YouTube? Because we don't know if that's illegal.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We aren't thieves.
No.
Or vagabonds.
What?
I don't know.
Sounds like a donut. Oh. It sounds like a cream-filled donut of some sort. A custard, maybe.
You're a cream-filled donut.
Yeah. Have been. Not currently.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Thank God.
For me?
For me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sad for you. Not really, but... Come here.
Who needs it?
God. You want to get weird?
Yeah, let's get weird. We've been so normal so far.
All right.
Do you want to do the crazy questions?
Yeah, we're retarded. So...
Yeah, this is nothing that we haven't done before, and we're not stealing it from anyone. So before you fucking go to post a comment on YouTube, first of all, no, I'm not gonna read it because fuck you and
idiot. Fucking dumb slut.
We don't care.
Not even kinda. All right, would you rather sleep with your partner's sibling or your best friend's sibling? So your husband's sibling or my sister?
See, that's the thing, is you only have sisters.
Yeah.
And I know we like to joke here. We're very funny. But I'm actually not a lesbian.
Okay, so since I don't have any brothers, what about my sister's... Oh, you don't know any of them.
Yeah.
So what about my sister's husband? I don't know. I don't know. No, I don't know your husband's brother, but I say pick him.
I know which brother of his, too.
See, you already have an answer, so there's your answer.
That one. Oh, that's funny. I randomly found out one of my in-laws stopped by the house to like drop off Christmas presents for the kids, and she was like, oh, I hope we see you at the wedding. And I was like, what wedding? And she said the name of my brother-in-law, and I was like, what, like who? And she goes, your brother-in-law. And I'm like, he's getting married? No one tells me anything in this. I'm not a part of that family at all. So I found that out.
That's exciting. Shout out your brother-in-law. Congratulations.
That's the one.
Well, now he's getting married. So now you better hurry.
I will.
I also like how I just assumed I was the best friend that you would pick. Not one that has a brother.
I don't have other friends.
Good answer. I was tricking you. I was being a lady. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I used to joke that Lewis and I were best friends, but I don't really want to fuck Janice either.
Sorry. But Jay and Dave, they're like brothers. So
to Lewis?
Yes.
Yeah, but they don't want to fuck me.
Aw, I bet they would.
No.
No. I'm sure they would if you asked really nicely.
No.
At least Jay. Dave wouldn't. He's a bitch.
I'm not begging Jay to have sex with me, Hannah.
That's I did. Sad. It worked for me. Da da da, plot twist. Jay is Afro Man. Why am I on K Jewelers? What's happening?
You're not ready to get married again, Hannah. Chill.
I'm not even done with the one.
Would you rather have average sex every day for the rest of your life or great sex once a year for the rest of your life?
Great sex once a year for the rest of my life, I think. Sorry, I answered that way too quickly.
I know, but me too.
What? No, thank you.
I mean, but also, like, what's average? Average for us?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather have great sex once a year.
Next. Okay. Would you rather see your parents have sex or have your parents watch you have sex? Or wait, have your yeah, your parents watch you have sex.
Oh, I feel like I've heard a lot of people answer this.
Oh, sorry.
See your parents have sex or have your parents watch you have sex.
Well, my parents aren't together anymore, so that would be strange. They don't like each other.
So I would you be want more... your parents.
No. I know. They can watch me, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. You want them to watch you have sex? What a weirdo.
You want to watch your parents have sex?
They're so disgusting, though.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if I had hot parents.
My dad's already used, he already knows what I look like having sex, so.
Yeah, but then what if he gets... I'm so jealous.
Then he can fuck my mom. Pretend it's me.
Sends him into a murderous rage.
Also fine.
What if he kills the guy that you're having sex with?
Oh,
because he's like, not my baby.
Well, do we know who it is?
It's Afro Man.
Oh, okay. Well, then, no. Well, this isn't fun anymore. What's yours? Did you answer that?
I don't know. I guess my parents could watch me have sex. Because they're just physically disgusting people, so I don't want to see that. But I hope it's, like, through a window or something. So I don't know they're there.
No, they are in the room.
No. Then I'd be nervous. What if they think I'm bad at it?
Come on, make daddy proud. I know you can do it. Arch your back like he taught you. Come on.
You skipped right over this one, I think.
Oh.
Would you rather lick someone's eyeball or suck someone's toes?
I would rather lick their eyeball. I would rather suck their eyeball.
What if it was my toes and I just washed them in the shower?
I still think I'd rather lick your eye.
Ew, don't you ever lick me.
That's only a problem for you.
Ew. What if you get an eyelash in your mouth?
It's on. What if I get an eye bugger?
Well, if it's my eyes, I will clean them out for you.
Okay, thanks. I'd still rather lick your eyes. Okay. And suck your toes. What would you?
Lick someone's eyeball?
I've actually done that before. I've never sucked a toe. I've licked an eyeball.
Why?
I don't know. Shit gets weird. I'm just kidding. It was like as a kid, just
under
being
under the eyelid.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Why are you so excited about it?
I really like eyes. And eyelashes.
Do you get to pick whose toes and whose eye?
Yeah.
I'd suck someone's toes.
Ew. You're a dirty girl. You naughty, naughty girl. Ick. Whose toes would you suck? I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer
yours.
I wouldn't. I am barefoot a lot.
Ew, you're disgusting. It would be in the shower. I'd scrub them for you.
Okay. Oh my God, that could be hot. Where's my ear? I really can't find my ear hole. There it is. Would you rather drink a glass of vomit once or burp every time someone says your name? I guess I'd rather burp because I don't want to drink puke ever, and burping is not that gross to me.
Yeah. Especially if it's a controlled one, you can do it pretty quietly.
Yeah. You know, keep your fucking mouth closed. Boom. Problem solved.
Yeah. And I don't know. Don't say my name.
Yeah. Not that many. I don't hear my name very often.
Me either.
So isn't that weird? I'm always being talked at and it's never my name.
Yeah.
I wonder if that counts though for like mom, or would it have to be like Hannah? Ew.
I would think it would have to be Hannah.
Ugh, okay. Well then, yeah. Oh my God, I almost just burped. It's happening.
I am burping this whole time.
It's happening.
Would you rather wear the same pair of underwear for a week or wear your mother's clean underwear for a day?
I guess I'd rather, I don't know. How dirty does your pussy get after a week?
Depends what you're doing with it.
Right.
How hot is it?
Is it this week? Because I'm on my period. And I might have to wear my mom's. I'll wear my mom's clean underwear.
See, I just feel like mom's underwear would be way too big.
Mine would, my mom's.
That would bother me.
They would definitely be too big. But
plus, I really don't like my mom. So I think I just have to be fucking nasty and wear the same pair for a week.
Dirty girl, what is going on tonight?
I don't know. You can fix it when you're done.
Okay. Let's just leave now. Oh, I was really excited for this one. Would you rather have nipples for toes or toes for nipples? Okay, but listen, if you this is so stupid. If you had nipples for toes, then you could have someone suck your toes.
I know. The idea of toes for nipples is utterly retarded. Like,
yeah, I don't like
who
that.
Who would choose that?
I don't like that.
Toes on
all.
Your tits?
Also, I have questions. Would it just be one toe? Or would it be all 10? like five and five, like on your feet.
I think it would be two toes for nipples
and
then 10 nipples for toes.
And which toe? Is it the big toe?
Ew.
Would it depend on your nipple, your already areola size?
Even my pinky toe is way too big for a nipple. I'm feeling it right now. See, that's what was creeping me out, is I wasn't even picturing it the big toe. Now that's fucking disgusting. I was picturing it as the one right next to the big toe.
It's so long.
Well, mine, see, I have normal feet where that one is not crazy long.
I have to look. Hang on. Oh, yeah. That one's definitely way longer than any of my other toes. Why is that not normal? Don't show your feet on the internet, Alex. What the fuck are you doing? Jesus Christ.
It's fine. I'm not hot. I'm a lamp.
God damn it.
Relax.
What's going to
happen?
God. Here we go. Anyways. Yeah. But why is that not normal that my second toe is longer than all the other toes?
It's so normal.
Oh.
I was just picking on you.
Oh, okay.
No, shoot. I just have dumb feet.
My feet are wide. I have they're not that wide, but I have what I call Flintstone feet because I'm a caveman.
Me too.
So we both decided nipples for toes.
Yeah.
Oh,
nipples rule.
Hell yeah, more nipples please.
Yeah. Think of how much fun you could have every time you're just walking.
Just wiggling your nipples. I wiggled my toes when I said it, and I tried to picture what that would feel like.
Just all your nipples rubbing on each other.
Oh, that would feel so good. I think.
I know.
I want it.
That's not even a hard question. I want nipples for toes.
I'm hard. Next, would you rather have fluorescent pubic hair or extra long pubic hair?
Probably fluorescent.
Me too.
I mean, people already call it a clown car anyway. It's fine.
I was like, what? But I forgot.
You forgot what?
They called your pussy a clown car. Yeah, I guess I would say fluorescent too, but there was no more.
You could make it match your hair too.
Ooh, I should do that. That would be fun. A fun surprise.
What fluorescent color though?
Like construction worker, like stripes, like the orange and like red or white reflective. Like a cone, like a traffic cone. Give me that traffic cone, pussy.
Ew.
Watch out over here. Danger.
Like, why is it so pointy?
Warning. What? I'm trying to think. What is it's covering a pothole? What are cones used for? What? In fucking Indiana, it's just for potholes.
Well, that's nice that they do that. In California, no. You just
know what it is,
right.
There's just a cone in the middle of the road. or there'll be like a giant hole, like the sidewalk's like actually caving in, and they put a cone in it, and so there's just like this much of a cone sticking out of the ground because there's just a giant hole.
Indiana's cool. What? Would you rather your neighbors see your genitals or accidentally send a sexy text message to a relative?
Well, I'm certain that I changed my kitchen all the time. So
I thought you said I changed in my kitchen.
I change in my kitchen. So I'm certain that my fucking goddamn Peter Pan across the street has seen my titties, and I don't care. Titties are titties. I guess
I feel like I have accidentally sent a sexy text message to a relative.
I have to my dad's friend on accident.
Yikes. Is that the creepy one?
Probably.
Ooh. It wasn't that bad. Accidentally sending a sexy text. Who says that?
Yeah. People who don't send sexy texts. That's very hard to say, honestly.
Yeah.
Sexy texts. Too many. Would you rather have a threesome with two strangers or have sex with anyone of your choice?
What?
What?
How is that a question?
I hate the internet. That was dumb.
That was really stupid.
Okay. Would you rather lick the bottom of a stranger's shoe or have your best friend spit in your mouth? I would definitely rather have my best friend spit in my mouth.
Me too.
I just want you to do it for fun.
I probably did a lot in Houston.
I was literally just like, every time you would start talking. Ah, shit. The next one. You versus me. Just kidding. Neither one's perfect. It's just... one has more of the other.
Yeah, true.
That's not good.
That's the accurate way to put it.
It's not good.
Would you rather have perfect boobs or a perfect butt?
Well, as a person with tits and no butt, I would rather have a butt.
I still would rather have a perfect butt.
Yeah, butts are way cooler than just fat sacks.
So I don't know, though. Actually, I don't know, because if I just had perfect tits, I mean, I could work out.
I could work out, but I'm not going to do
that. I have had a decent butt.
Never
me. Do it again. So maybe I would do perfect boobs. But in my head, perfect is probably not what most people are thinking.
I would... I don't know, because yeah, I'd stick with butt. I'm sticking butt.
I'm going boobs, and then I would just work out.
Mm-mm, not doing it. Oh, this one's for the men. Would you rather be great at sex and have a bad body figure, or be bad at sex but have a great body figure? Okay, so would you rather have sex with someone who's bad at sex but is hot, or ugly but good at sex?
Didn't say ugly, it just said they a bad body.
I know, but I decided if they have a bad body, they're ugly.
Well, now I feel ugly.
I'm ugly. Have you seen my body? And
I would rather have sex with a guy who's good at sex.
Me too.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, let's skip that one. That one's dumb. Oh, this one's fun.
Ew.
Who the fuck would answer this? The second one.
Would you rather lick peanut butter off your best friend's nipples or have your pet like peanut butter off your nipples.
What? Give me them nipples, Alex. Ooh, off your toe, your fucking nipple toes? Or your toe nipples? No, nipple toes.
Yeah.
Peanut butter off your nipple toes.
Ooh.
Ooh. All the sensations.
I actually want to do that now.
Right?
If you had nipples for toes, if we had nipples for toes,
I would be licking your nipple toes
every chance we get.
Oh my God. We would be a problem. We would not be invited to places anymore.
No. Or.
Or we would. And we would be the only ones invited. Would you rather have an orgy with complete strangers or have sex with all your exes?
I only strangers. Have one ex.
So. Sign me up.
I'd fuck my ex.
Yeah, no.
Just no. One time. Strangers. That's so gross.
So? Don't fucking slut shame me.
Do you know? An orgy with strangers. I can't believe you.
Do you know the name of our podcast? Do not slut shame me. Skank Skanks is right under slut sluts.
Well, maybe we should be the skank and the prude. The skank and the sweet baby angel.
No, Jay's not here.
Jay's a slut.
How dare you? Oh my God, the next one, where are you
no!
for a second?
It's awful.
This next one's hard. Would you rather lose your sexual organs or gain 80 pounds that you can't lose? Does that mean I don't want to have sex anymore, or that I can't have sex anymore, or that I just, because it's not reproductive organs, so it's not just a hysterectomy here.
Your sexual organs, that means the whole shebang.
So you just lose it. It's just gone. It's just they just gone. Take it from me. My yeah. puss is gone.
Yeah.
Is your mouth gone? That could be a sexual organ.
No. The mouth is there. But my
gain
head,
80
clit's gone.
Gain 80 pounds.
80 pounds?
80 pounds? 80 pounds? I don't want to gain 80 pounds.
I don't know, dude. Some dudes like fat chicks.
80 pounds.
And if I gained 80 pounds, I don't think I would have loose skin issues anymore.
Ooh, good thinking. You're a thinker. Sign me up for 80 pounds. I don't want to say it out loud and it comes true. 80 pounds? Okay, but either way, if I gain 80 pounds, no one's gonna want to have sex with me anyway.
Someone will. So many people will.
I don't know. You're smaller than me. 80 pounds for you and 80 pounds for me is different.
I'm not skinnier than you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I you met are. You and I'm
I met
not.
You and you are.
I'm going. To smack you.
You're fucking skinnier than me.
Oh my God. You're ridiculous.
It's fine. It's fine.
Maybe you wouldn't have chicken legs anymore.
But every time I've gained weight, it doesn't go to my legs. And
but
that's
that was
a problem
only when
for
you
me.
Were pregnant, right?
Yeah, that's yeah.
True. So maybe this 80 pounds.
That was 210 pounds.
You I mean, gained I, 210 no, no, pounds.
No. I weighed 300 pounds. No, I weighed 210 pounds the last time I, like, as I was giving birth. That's a lot of pounds for me.
It is.
Ugh, anyways.
Well, if 80 I gained pounds, 80 pounds, I would be 200 pounds.
I would be, I don't know, but 80 pounds heavier. And I just really don't like the sound of that. But my sex organs.
You need those.
I guess fucking sign me up for 80 pounds. For
yeah.
I can't lose me.
What?
That I can't lose. The next two are stupid.
Stupid.
Oh, we did that one too.
What? What did we do?
I feel like it just asked the same question so many times. Did it ask the sex question a couple times? The 80 pounds one? Or did I fuck up something?
They didn't.
Ladies, this one's for you. Would you rather wear lingerie every day or never wear a bra again? I have fucking, we are mothers, okay?
I can't just
not wear a bra.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I'm a mother.
In the summer?
The tits wet?
Oh.
There's sirens.
Your tits wet?
Yeah, I guess I'd wear lingerie because I'm not wearing a bra.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You want my tits to be dripping down my belly? No, it's disgusting. Would you rather get slapped in the face every time you thought about sex or sneeze continuously while having sex?
Oh my god, shut up. He's trying to answer. He said, fuck me up, daddy. Get slapped in the face every time you thought about sex. That sounds kind of fun. Or sneeze a bunch during sex.
But it doesn't even say like every time. The sneezing.
Have you ever sneezed during sex before?
Oh, probably.
I know one time I started throwing up. That's fun. I was drunk.
Ew.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
It wasn't a good situation.
I just feel like I've had sex while I was sick. I know I've coughed. I've probably sneezed.
I've definitely coughed. And whenever you cough, you like squeeze, and that's fun.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd pick sneeze. I don't want to be slapped just for thinking about sex.
I would just be, I don't want to get slapped ever.
It's
let
fun.
Alone every time.
The every time is what, where I'm like, no.
Every time you think about sex.
Yeah, no, I can't.
The logistics of that, who?
It just have to be somebody about, just smacking me all the time.
I'm thinking about sex right now. Who's going to come slap me? Oh no, that Mexican's gonna clip that.
The next one is pretty fucking great. Would you rather have forks for fingers or balls under your chin? Those are two, like, such different things. Forks all for of fingers, your fingers are individual forks. Or are they all forks, or are they all just prong things? Forks.
So your hand is a fork?
No, no. It has to be all 10 forks. 10 forks.
Like that.
It's basically just like having long fingernails.
I don't like that.
I have went full whore nails tonight. But, or would you like balls under your chin? Those were so big.
Balls.
Forks or balls?
I'd have to go with the balls, I think.
I think I would too.
I could play with them. And then I could still masturbate and not stab myself.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Could you imagine playing with your nipples with forks?
Ow. Oh, boy. Owie. That would hurt. It's so dumb.
Would you rather have pubic hair that grows back 5 times as fast or have a micro penis?
Pubic hair.
5 times as fast. You could shave it every day.
Yeah.
Because you can't normally.
Right. You get bumpy.
Yeah. You're going to get razor burn on your puss.
And that's not fun. Mm-mm. So, and I don't want a micro penis. Yikes.
It could be fun.
For who?
I don't know. How small is a micro penis?
I don't know.
Because in my head, I'm picturing, since we're ladies, that we still have all of our normal situation going on. We just also have a micro penis.
Like in our purse? Just like in our bag?
Yeah.
What? I wonder, is there an answer?
How small?
Oh, the size of a micro penis. Okay.
I thought you meant to this question. There's only one correct answer.
Three and two thirds inches or less. Because the average is 5.25.
Okay, so, but this is my thinking, because mm-hmm. if it's just for you, like, so you still have all of your lady bits, and mm-hmm. you have a little baby penis, not a baby.
Yikes.
Do you remember the episode where you kept talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
Yeah, but thanks for bringing me down with you.
I pulled a Hannah. Okay. But you also had a micro penis. Now, if it's just, you just happen to have it, but you're not a dude, you just have one in addition to your lady parts, right? Mm-hmm. It's not for it. You don't need to use it for anybody else. It doesn't matter if it's tiny. But then you could also know what it feels like to have a dick.
Right, 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 right. What if... What if you just had a 3 2/3 inch clit on your vagina?
That's disturbing. What was the other option? Oh, the pubic hair. I would have to go with the pubic hair.
If it, like, even if it was a micro penis or just if it was a bigger clit.
Regardless, I would still go with the pubic hair. But for devil's advocate, I had to make a case for the other option.
Okay. We don't have a workplace.
I'm skipping a bunch.
Ooh. Oh, never mind. Would you rather have sex with your clothes on for a year or never see your partner fully naked again?
Well, that sounds like a trick question. How could I have sex with my, like, all my clothes on?
You could have on just like panties and a t-shirt and like just slid to the side, not taken off.
Well, I could do that. It would be annoying though.
Because it's impossible if you have like jeans on.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's all I wear is pants. Like,
it's not like you have, I mean, I don't know your life, but it's not like I have never once in my life seen you in a skirt and or dress. So
I own several.
So therefore.
And I do not wear them.
Because that is doable and hot. But. Or never see your partner fully naked again. I guess I'm leaving my clothes on.
I'd never see my partner fully naked again.
You, because you're like, I'm going to be naked. If anybody's going to be naked around here, it's me.
I think he would appreciate me choosing that option.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. You're right. For him. You're so nice.
I am. I'm a giver.
Sorry, these are so
stupid.
Would you kiss someone in the dark or make out in public?
Would you make rather?
Sorry.
Would you rather have? Oh, I wasn't even going to answer that.
Oh, I wasn't either.
Oh, okay. Would you rather have sex with Queen Elizabeth or Hillary Clinton?
Clinton seems dirty.
Like, literally dirty?
Yeah. Like,
no.
Smelly. Somebody's taking care of the queen.
She's very, very old. They're both really old. That's so gross.
It's very gross. Clinton. She's probably got a hookup of some guy. Some creep. Like, her husband, I guess.
For what?
I don't know. Well, how are we gonna hook up with either? Just eat each other out? Do you want to eat out the queen?
No.
Do you want to eat out Hillary Clinton?
No.
Do you want to eat out me?
Is that a trick question?
You could just say more than the other two and I'd be fine with that one.
Way more than the other two. What? If I had to eat anyone's pussy in the world, it would be yours.
Oh my god, that is so nice. Same. Mine. I'm just kidding. I would eat my pussy out of your mouth.
Of course you would.
I'm a Gemini, you know? Would you rather have your sexual partner talk dirty or be completely silent during sex? Talk to me.
Yeah.
Did we both just whisper talk to me?
No.
Oh, I thought you did. Dang.
Obviously. Well, that's fun for the listeners. Men, would you rather have C-cup man boobs or a 2-inch penis? Let us know in the comments.
Ooh, yeah.
Would you rather be with a guy who has C-cup man boobs or a 2-inch penis?
Man boobs, for sure.
Yeah, boobs are fun.
Boobs are fun for everyone.
Bring the kids.
The kids, the dog. No, not the dog. The peanut butter.
The kids.
Would you rather date... This one just pissed me off. Would you rather date someone who refuses to... Wait, did we answer that?
No.
Oh, yeah, we did. Boobs. Would you rather date someone who refuses to kiss you or someone who refuses to give you oral sex? I skipped one because earwax makes me want to throw up. So, no kisses or no pussy kisses. I say no kisses.
Yeah.
That's fine. Ooh, the next one.
I don't like this anymore.
Why? Because it's your turn to read it.
Ugh, seems too personal.
Don't fucking talk to me about too personal. 14,000 people.
Almost 15.
I'm sweaty. All right. Okay. Would you rather be handcuffed or blindfolded while being dick down?
That's not what it says.
Okay, but doing the deed sounds like a child wrote it.
Handcuffed or blindfolded?
Handcuff for sure, easy all day. I want to see. I want to watch.
Yeah,
I'd rather. But then you're stuck. Then you're not going anywhere. So if he wanted to kill you,
well, are you handcuffed to something, or your hands are handcuffed? Just as handcuffed.
I say handcuffed. Just. To the bed. So you're stuck.
I don't know.
Would you rather be punched in the face?
It's just that I've done one of them and not the other one, so maybe you mix it up, you know.
All right, so what's your answer? Tell us what you've done, because you said that, so now we know. I'm going to assume you've been handcuffed.
Of course.
Okay, because I was like, eh. I just, what's being blindfolded, I guess like the element of surprise maybe, but I'm going to watch
too. I don't like surprises.
No. No, no.
Ew. Would you rather your partner cry uncontrollably whenever they see you naked or laugh uncontrollably?
Okay, but wait, is it cry like sad, or is it cry like, oh my god, she's so beautiful, I don't deserve this
either
that
way.
Is in my presence. I know, that's really creepy. I think I'd rather them laugh. I don't know, maybe cry.
No, I don't want either of these things. Relax, everybody.
I guess I'm gonna say maybe laugh.
Laugh uncontrollably.
Or cry uncontrollably. I don't like, okay, but crying when anybody's crying around me, I get uncomfortable. So, and I'm naked, so I'm already uncomfortable.
I would just never have sex again or be naked again.
See? And then we go back to me leaving my clothes on.
I don't know. That's hard.
Me too.
I guess laugh.
I think I'm going to say laugh. Only because crying. Yuck.
Uncontrollably? That's insane.
This is not like hyperventilating. Like...
And why? Why are they crying?
Ew, look at it.
I don't want to have to do it again.
Don't make me. Would you rather have sex in a smelly bathroom or on a stain-filled bed?
I don't know. Is it my stains?
Right. My stains. Is it my smells? What's... Can you get past the smell over stains?
I'm a Taurus.
I know.
Is it my, is it ours? Mm-mm. Like, is it in our house? Mm. Both of them.
No, hotel. I know that's not like a thing that would happen, but foreign, hotel, bathroom, or bed. Those are your options. Smelly or stained.
I guess you could plug your nose.
You can't smell anything.
Drew, I can't smell anything right now.
And I will just buy the underwear that you wear for a week. And then I'll put them in the bathroom too, and I won't be able to smell the dirty bathroom anymore.
Ew.
Why are we on
speaking of selling underwear?
Yo. Let me know if you're in the market for some underwear.
Why does that say when?
I don't know. I accidentally hit the Kohl's ad.
Would you rather your Instagram followers see your nudes or your grandparents?
Well, my grandpa's dead. I think I'd rather my Instagram followers see him.
Yeah, maybe someone would have fun with it.
I would say they'd enjoy it. They wouldn't be disappointed in me. They'd be proud.
Well, some of them might be. You don't know.
Would you rather have sex in a car or in a tent? Neither one of us have a boss, so I skipped that one.
Yeah. Car, tent. Tent.
I say tent too. I say tent only because I don't think I ever have.
I have. Both car and a tent.
I have car. A tent. But I don't think I have tent.
Well, maybe it's time to go camping.
Who wants to go camping?
In fact, I think some of the best sex I ever had was in a tent.
Dang, hell yeah.
Would you rather do a wet t-shirt contest or give someone a lap dance?
I think wet t-shirt contest.
Me too.
I don't think I have the confidence to dance in front of anyone.
I don't think I know how to do it. And then I would just be embarrassed.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a good lap dance. Mm-mm. Not that it would be a good wet t-shirt image. <I don't>
My wet t-shirt contest would end up better than my lap dance, that's for sure.
Yeah, probably.
this one's stupid. I'm skipping that. That's gross.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Okay, would you rather masturbate every day for the rest of your life or never be able to masturbate again? No, what, every day.
What easy kind peasy. Of question is that?
Easy peasy.
What? Do you rather get a urinary tract infection each time you have sex or never be able to finish? Well, if I'm only having great sex once a year, it's one UTI a
one
year.
UTI. I'll take the UTI.
Yeah.
Would you rather catch your housemate, which in this case would be our husband or children? So, would you rather catch your housemate masturbating or your parents catch you masturbating? I think I'd rather catch my housemate.
Obviously. I always feel bad when that happens, though. I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean.
Good, you should. That, not you specifically, but I just mean in general. If you catch somebody, you should feel bad.
Yes.
And leave them alone.
Just like, oh, I just pretend you didn't see anything. Oh, I needed that. Okay. Bye.
Oh. Bye, man.
What? Would you rather have sex with my best friend or your best friend? Would you rather have sex with me or yourself, Hannah?
Well, you.
Oh, shut up, you liar.
I almost said I'm a Gemini, so. Would you rather spit or swallow?
We've just covered this.
Are we seven?
Only children spit.
Would you rather be on top or underneath? Underneath is such a funny way to just say that to me. Top or bottom, Alex? What would you prefer?
I don't know. Depends.
Yeah. It really does.
It really does. On things and stuff, okay, guys?
The things and the stuff, they matter, all right?
It does.
Did you read the next one? This was written by this a lady.
I thought this was just like, yeah, but like she started just writing questions for her boyfriend.
These are only for her boyfriend. She's trying to figure out this man.
Would you rather bring another person in bed or cheat on me?
What?
What?
But yeah. Would you rather do romantic things or try out new kinky things?
This is all stupid.
We could be done with this part.
I mean, it depends on stuff and things.
You guys, this is all, it's everything. It all matters on the things.
Yeah, and the stuff.
Would you rather confess your crimes in front of your children or commit the crime in front of your children?
What crime? Like murder because someone fucked with one of my kids?
Well, that I think you do in front of them. You let them help. You make them help. So they're an accessory.
Confess your crimes in front of your children. I will wake them up right now and tell them how much we jaywalked in Houston.
Oh my God, no. That is not safety first. That is rule number one over here.
Neither is tweeting while I'm driving because I'm so mad that everyone's driving so slowly.
Do not. I cannot believe you. Tweeting while driving.
25 everyone was going. 25, you know, in a 45.
You know, I saw that tweet as it happened and I was like, that seems like she's I'm having a stroke. That seems like she's tweeting and driving, and that is not safety first. I have a problem.
I was shocked you didn't comment that that was not safety first.
I think I did just out loud. But then sometimes I'm like,
But most of the time, my safety wasn't looking because I had
it was for words. That's how I knew you were driving because I was like, oh, she's either, you know, her or.
Oh my chair is noisy.
There was one earlier. It sounded like you just shitted. But it's fine.
It's rude.
You did it.
Would you rather be caught cheating or catch your spouse cheating?
Probably catch them.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be way cooler about it.
Me too, honestly.
Like, all right.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. Bye. Get it. Not that it matters, but bye. I guess, congratulations. I would thank her. I might bake her cookies or something.
You're like, so is this getting serious or
you like both of you just
do you have a job, ma'am?
Do you have somewhere to live?
That would be very helpful. Do you have a home?
Oh, one can only hope. I forgot about our list.
Oh, I was done with it.
Oh, okay, me too.
Look, guys, we're not on here because we're like, we need to do an episode, and then we're like, we have nothing to talk about.
we're trying to think of how to change things up and be cool, like not like rad cool, but like
are you saying that I'm not rad?
You're super rad.
I feel like I'm pretty fucking tubular.
That just makes me think you're a tube.
I have some tubes.
You're like toothpaste shaped. That's where I went. Toothpaste tube.
Oh, I went fallopian.
I only have one.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I did not mean to brag about having a full tube.
Wow. The fucking what is it? Don't can't think of the word I was thinking of.
Audacity?
No, it started with an I, I think.
Ooh, we could do I words again.
Until I find the word. Not inclusive. Inconsiderate. It's not the one I was thinking of, but that worked.
Oh, but I want to know which one you were thinking of.
Ignorant? No, I was thinking of like along the lines of like inclusive. What would be the opposite of inclusive? Non-inclusive. So maybe that's
exclusive.
It. Non-inclusive. What did I say earlier? 101th episode.
Yes, this before has been we started. 101th episode.
Oh, imbecile. Do they have to be verbs? I forgot.
We could do others. They were all verbs before, but we have not done nouns, adjectives, adverbs.
Ooh.
You guys, stay tuned. fucking Hooked on Phonics coming up with the Skank Skanks. Irritating.
Called me an imbecile. I didn't even know you knew that word.
only from experience.
Oh, tell me who, I will kill them.
Oh, probably a teacher. I'm not kidding, but public schools, yo. I've said yo twice, and I want to die.
Well, let's do it.
Die?
Die.
Hell yeah. Right. It was an end it all, but that's an E.
Earlier you said until, but I thought you were saying intel, like, as I thought you said until, like intel or intel or whatever, and I thought you thought it was with an I.
No, I'm just dumb. I just
any talk
dumb.
I know you do. It's okay.
I could feel you patting me. All right. Are we done here?
Yeah, we're going to go kill ourselves now. So,
bye.
You're welcome. No, that's not what I want to do.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.